KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, weather conditions not ideal today outdoors, but indoors, it's time for state basketball. Girls State Basketball Championship set to get underway today at the arena in Des Moines. And here's a look at today's schedule. There's seven games in total listed on today's basketball schedule for the state championships. They'll start this morning at 10 o'clock in Class 5A with quarterfinal round action as top seed Johnston will face Urbandale to open up the tourney. That'll be followed by Iowa City High facing West Des Moines Valley. Waukee will play Dowling Catholic, and then it's Southeast Polk facing Ankeny Centennial. Those are the Class 5A games going on throughout the morning and early afternoon. Then later today in 3A, they'll open up the 3A quarterfinals with three games today as top seed North Polk faces Estherville Lincoln Central. Crestwood will play Waukon, and Des Moines Christian faces Roland Story at 8:30 tonight in the final game of the first day of the state tourney, the girls' state basketball tournament, concluding with championships coming up this weekend. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans boys basketball team is set to take on the Sioux Central Rebels tonight in the Class 1A Substate 8 final. The game was pushed back from Saturday due to the weather and will now be played in Carroll tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have coverage here on KJAN. The Spartans will try to earn their way to the state tournament after picking up a long-sought victory over Arweva in the district final round Thursday. Cole Burmeister dropped in 30 points in that win over the Rockets, and Dakota Rold had 13. The Spartans will need strong performances from both of those guys again to get past the Rebels. The 6'7 Rold will certainly be a focus of the game plan with his size advantage. Sioux Central's regular rotation doesn't include anyone taller than 6'2. The Rebels only have two losses, and they both came to teams in higher classes. The Rebels fell by 7 to 3A Spencer earlier in the year and by 6 to 2A South Central Calhoun to determine the conference crown. The Rebels have been led by Hunter Decker, who's averaging 18.5 points per game, and Preston Sampson is putting in 11.3 points a contest. The Rebels average 61.7 points per game as a team. The Spartans' leading scorer is Rold, who's averaged 17.2 a game. Burmeister's put in 16.4 a contest. The Spartans average 72.3 points per game as a team. We'll have that game tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris Parks has the call of that contest from Carroll tonight. You can tune in here at AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJAN.com as well. Pregame at 6:45, tip-off set for 7 o'clock tonight at that 1A Substate Final. Another 1A Substate Final has St. Albert facing Ankeny Christian Academy. That's a 6 o'clock tip tonight. That game will be played at Adel in Substate 7. In Class 3A in a Substate Final here in Atlantic, Denison will face Winterset tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip. Also in Class 4A Substate Semifinal play tonight, Lewis Central is at Sioux City East. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln is at Sioux City West in Substate 1. Well, in college men's basketball, Drake erased a 13-point deficit but came up short at Illinois State 67-60 on Sunday as the Bulldogs fall to 10-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play.
You know, we missed some opportunities with some point-blank layups and things I thought really hurt us when we had a chance to get over the hump and take the lead and get up by two or four. Those layups, they were tough. They were at crucial times, so that part was unfortunate.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs misfired in a couple of key free throws down the stretch as they had their four-game winning streak snapped.
You know, we've won a lot of games by making free throws tonight. It was one of those where it happens, you know. You're going to miss one every now and then, so that part was unfortunate. But I just thought in the middle of the late second half there, we had some opportunities offensively to convert, and that was probably the ultimate difference in the game.
Nick McGlynn had 18 points and 9 rebounds for the Bulldogs. Tramell Murphy added 13 points. Brady Ellingson had 11 as the Bulldogs fall to 21-8 on the year. And as mentioned, 10-6 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, Michigan State has become the undisputed leader of the Big Ten Conference following a victory against its arch rival. Cassius Winston poured in 27 points and had 8 assists as the 10th-ranked Spartans down number 7 Michigan 77-70 at Ann Arbor. Kenny Goins had 16 points and 11 rebounds for the shorthanded Spartans, while Xavier Tillman added 14 points. Michigan State trailed 51-45 before going on a 21-7 spurt to take control. That run helped the Spartans improve to 23-5 overall, 14-3 in the conference, a half game ahead of Purdue. Michigan State rallied despite the continued absences of Nick Ward and Joshua Langford due to injuries. The Wolverines shot 2-for-14 from three-point range in the second half as they fall to 13-4 in Big Ten play. Also in the top 25, Najee Marshall scored 17 points, and Xavier used a big second half to surge and rally past number 17 Villanova, 66-54. Iowa State hopes to get things turned around tonight at home against Oklahoma. The Cyclones fell to 8-6 in the Big 12 after a 75-72 loss at TCU.
We got to be ready to go, and you know we got to play with a great purpose. And I know there'll be a great energy in that building because hopefully our guys will come there with a point to prove.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones have lost two straight at home and three of their last four overall.
You're going to go through tough times, through seasons. You got to continue to figure out about your team, and then we got to get better. We've got a couple areas, obviously, we know we got to get better at. It's more the consistency for 40 minutes and then being tough-minded, a little bit more tough-minded. And then, but when we share the ball, man, we're a really good team.
That's a 7 o'clock tip tonight up in Ames. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey believes Friday night games are here to stay. The Big Ten's new television deal has games being played on Friday night. The Hawkeyes have hosted three conference games on Friday night, and they sold out all three.
You know, I think TV likes it. I think our fans like it. You know, I want our fans to be pleased and have opportunities. I think they like weekend games. They consider this weekend game, Friday night, Saturday afternoon. I think they like Friday night games more than they like Sunday night games, like everybody does.
Iowa's 10-6 and has played four straight nail biters, winning three of those. The Hawkeyes visit Ohio State Tuesday night.
That's what you sign up for. You come to the Big Ten, you know you're going to play at Indiana, at Ohio State Tuesday. Indiana comes here, Maryland. You're playing against great teams, great coaches, national TV audience. I mean, that's what you want.
McCaffrey believes the Hawkeyes have the traits needed to succeed in March.
What we have this year is a mature team. We've got size, we've got depth, and we've got a team that's together and that shares the ball. So those teams can, you know, it's not like you look and say, well, we can't beat. But I think we're also respectful of, you know, who we play in the rest of the season, great teams. Who we play in the Big Ten tournament, great teams. Who we play in the NCAA tournament, great teams. Any of those teams can beat us.
We'll have that game tomorrow night for you, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip time in that contest. Well, Brad Keselowski recovered from a stomach virus just in time to win Sunday's NASCAR Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Team Penske started the day with a replacement driver on standby for Keselowski because the bug that hit him late Friday night kept him out of the car for a portion of final practice. Keselowski received intravenous fluids in the track's infield medical center, and he vowed to complete all 500 miles. The win is the first points victory for Ford's new Mustang and came a week after the manufacturer was locked out of a podium finish at the Daytona 500. Martin Truex Jr. finished second in a rebound from his disappointing debut with Joe Gibbs Racing. Kurt Busch was third in a Chevrolet for Chip Ganassi Racing. In golf, Dustin Johnson closed with a 5-under-par 66 for a 5-shot win over Rory McIlroy in the PGA's Mexico Championship. And Martin Trainer won the Puerto Rico Open for his first PGA Tour title, closing with a 5-under-67 at Windy Cocoa Beach Golf and Country Club for a 3-stroke victory over four players. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.